Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. We got this message from Ashley.
Yeah, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I got a quick question I thought I'd throw out there. So my boyfriend and I are having a Labor Day party this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's inviting some of his friends. I'm inviting some of mine, along with some pretty much everybody from work.
Mm-hmm.
There's only about 6 people in my department, so it's not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
One little problem.
Okay.
I'm not inviting this one guy.
Okay.
5 years ago, before my boyfriend and I got together, this guy saw me naked, and now I feel like I can't invite him to this party.
Whoops.
I haven't told my boyfriend about him. This office is so small, he's going to know that he was the only one not invited. So what would you do?
Oh.
My friend says I should give my boyfriend a heads up, let him decide, but I don't want it to be awkward. It's not awkward at work anymore. And we have a normal coworker relationship, but I don't want it to be weird. Am I being crazy and paranoid? Be honest, LOL. Thanks so much.
No. I think enough time's passed, right?
Right. Well, I was going to say, if it's not awkward at work and you've got a normal relationship, I don't think that we even need to
tell.
Share with our boyfriend. Oh, that guy over there? Yes, he's seen me naked. Okay, you guys want some punch?
Yeah, unless you think he's going to say something, but why would he?
Why would he? Yeah. Why would anybody say that?
Yeah, like,
nice to meet you. Your girlfriend's hot.
You remember. You remember.
Where are the chips?
Wink, wink.
Yeah, no.
Pass the hot dog. Remember when I passed you a hot dog?
If it's not a thing at work, not awkward at work, then it shouldn't be awkward at the party.
It shouldn't. Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't. I mean, I understand your hesitation. Because, you know, maybe this is the first time that you've brought someone who's seen your bits around your boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Do we have to say it like that?
Sorry, seen you naked around your boyfriend.
Okay. All right. So this, and she didn't really even say, why she saw him naked, he saw her, like, did they just hook up once or something? Or
yeah, like, I don't know what the whole saw me naked means, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The way she's describing it almost makes it sound like there was more, like, there was a little bit of, like, we fell on each other naked type of stuff.
Okay.
But, because, you know, she was like, what did she say? She said, I haven't told my boyfriend. It was that line that
it
makes
was 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's roll the dice. What could possibly go wrong?
And then tell us how it goes.
Then tell us how it goes.
But I don't think, that doesn't sound like that this guy is an ex-boyfriend.
It doesn't. If anything, it maybe sounds like
a problem.
If worst case scenario is a hookup and, you know, you guys are fine now.
But it was 5 years ago.
Yeah. Jeremy rolls in on text and says, you know, let's be fair. Let all the other coworkers see you naked too. So it's not a big deal and you can invite everyone.
J-Mart, you don't give great advice, but we love you.
No, I think
we love you.
That's great.
I love it.
All right. Who's next? Who's next?
Stop.
Come here.
Stop.
Come here.
If this was like, you know, last week or even
six months ago,
that's a different situation.
That
but
is.
It's been 5 years. It's not awkward at work anymore. So why would it be awkward?
Yeah. So I think we can stop beating around the bush and just invite him and just say, hey, you know what? Because as a listener just pointed out, it would be more awkward if you didn't invite him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then your coworkers would be like, why didn't you invite Paul?
And especially if none of them knew about it.
Right.
Then they're all going to ask questions you don't want to answer.
But here's the thing. They probably all know.
Okay. But it depends on the scenario. Like everybody on Facebook is asking, like, what's the context between the he saw you naked part? Like,
no one knows.
Walk in on you changing at the office or something? Or was this like a hookup one and done?
See, I think she's having an issue because it was a hookup.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if he saw her while she was changing, it's no big deal.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just being naive in thinking that. But anyways, that's my thought.
Yeah. I think it's going to make more of a situation to deal with if you don't invite him. Because A, the coworkers are going to wonder why. And your boyfriend may wonder why. He may not even know your people at work. So
right.
I think it's going to create an issue among the coworkers, which then he might hear about, and then it becomes a much bigger thing than you intended it to be because you were trying to squash it to begin with.
All right, invite him. End of story. That's it.
Exactly.
And follow up with us next week. Tell us how it all went.
Just keep your clothes on around him.
And, but this brings me to my next great question. Who at work has seen you naked and why? Now listen, it wasn't a sexual thing between Kelly and myself.
Right, no, but it's been a couple times. It's been a couple times.
There was no touchy-touchy.
No touchy-touchy. There were photographs that had to be taken.
Tasteful nudes, people. Tasteful nudes.
Oh my God.
All right. So I want to hear your stories, all right? All right? Tasteful nudes. Oh, shoot. help uncover us. Wait, what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Help
just
us out of this
button.
Hole.
Stop talking. Stop
right.
talking.
It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Some of these accidental... I accidentally saw you naked at work stories are kind of funny. We'll get to them, a couple of them here in just a sec. Haley said, exchanging pregnant pics with my coworker and the nude ones are the best. Love those.
Hashtag tasteful nudes.
That's right. Tasteful nudes.
Uh-huh. And then we got another text. You can't drop that bomb, not elaborate, Ben. Why were you doing tasteful nudes? Several times?
Well, okay, well, once was, and in hindsight, maybe I didn't have to get completely naked. but it was after Justin Bieber had done that photo of a naked guitar, you know, a naked shoot with a guitar covering his bits.
Yeah, he was naked. He was holding the guitar in front of his bits. And so Ben's like, I want to do that too.
Yeah, so let's do
it.
And
I had to take the picture.
Yeah, so Kelly took the photo and you turned around. And I got into position.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You got around and I'd gotten in position. And then I told you when the coast was clear.
And there was a window in the studio, too.
Yeah, I think we pulled the blinds.
The blinds weren't great. Yeah. But they weren't great.
No, they weren't. They weren't. People were wondering what was happening, that's for
sure. Uh-huh. Exactly.
There
was partial nudity when we actually sold advertising space on your naked butt.
Oh, yeah, for charity. Yeah, so I had to get my butt naked. Yeah, and so you saw that, right?
And then you walked it on 4th Street.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
To advertise. So that's part of the deal, too. So a couple times there. And then there was, I want to say...
Wait, another
there
one?
Was there was a webcam bit.
Oh, yeah, we said, hey,
traffic girl back in the day, Mo.
Yeah, we said, hey, every 10 people who log into the studio camera will take off an item of clothing.
Yeah,
and we got up to like hundreds within minutes. And it was like, that was awkward.
Yep. We're like, oh gosh. Well, this accelerated. That escalated quickly.
Jessica texted in, well, a while back when I was at work, a coworker accidentally saw my backside, but it was covered in underwear because the backside of my pants had ripped straight down the crack.
Oh gosh.
Didn't even know she had ripped her pants until he told her.
Oh,
that's funny.
So we're talking about this because of this DM that we got from Ashley, who has a coworker, saw her naked 5 years ago. She's having a party and was thinking that that was the only person she didn't want to invite out of an office of like 6 people in their department.
Mm-hmm.
So Laura says, invite him. If it's not a big deal at work and you haven't told your boyfriend about it, then why do you think he's going to all of a sudden bring it up at the party? Are there plans for nakedness at the party? So it shouldn't be a problem. Brandy says, I mean, going to need some context as to why this dude saw you naked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of people were asking that. Why did he see you naked? Natasha, 5 years ago? If it's not an issue now, won't be at the party. What will make it awkward for you is having to explain to a coworker why he was the only one not invited. And if I had to tell my now husband of all the people that saw me naked prior to him, his head would explode.
You know what? Let's just keep that on the DL.
Yep.
You know what? Doesn't need to know. Doesn't need to know.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, hopefully that works out. Like I said, hopefully you can update us next week on anything that happens.
Okay.
All right.
And if there's any nakedness at the party,
yeah, that'd be great. All right. Thank you, guys.